confused at why people are still doing something that we know the consequences. We know what is happening. We can't deny it. And there is some action, but there is not enough. I feel like we need to work harder and we need to take more action. When we go to the grocery stores, we always make sure that we bring reusable bags instead of take the single-use plastic bags that they offer at checkout. And at home, we collect our shower water when the water is heating up in a bucket, and then when it's full, we use it to flush the toilet sometimes. And not every morning, but most mornings when we can, we bike to school and bike around town, or we take the bus. Ever since I was a toddler, we've been hiking in the woods and biking and doing all sorts of things in the woods, and it really makes me love this earth, and it makes me really sad to see people hurting it. Before writing my poem, Sunrise, I looked at many poems that others have written, and I loved them all, but none of them seemed quite right, so I decided to write my own. I knew that I wanted to write about something having to do with the sunrise. I think the sunrise and sunset, for that matter, are both really beautiful things, and it's just beautiful to look up and see the clouds. Also, I didn't think of this until I was done writing it, but it also has a metaphor, kind of like, yeah, a new era of taking better care of the earth and lightening our footprint and our impact on the earth. So today I'm going to read my poem called Sunrise. A sunrise, golds, pinks, and oranges. Polluted air, smog, smoke, and dust. This land, once beautiful, ill-treated, abused. This crisis, together we will solve. Uniting our voices, marching together towards a goal one and the same. Each one of us, a tiny ray of hope. Together we shine bright, reaching through the dark to the light.